I've got a question for you before I read the scripture. Why is it whenever I turn on Fox 11 or WSAZ or can't wait to watch preaching in the morning, it comes across with this disclaimer or it comes across with this warning. It says this, you know what? They cannot guarantee the programming, nor does it endorse or guarantee the quality or content of the product or of the service you're about to watch. Why is it that they can say that? Whenever it comes to watching someone preach God's Word, but if some other show comes on, like Modern Family, that upholds gay rights, or some other station, you know, some other thing like let's just say TV Land now, how they got the show on there about teachers now, and if you've ever seen the commercial for that, it's nothing but filth, or about the show Younger, or we can go on and on and on. Why are these disclaimers not on there then? Why? I'm just asking. But anyway, let's read the scripture. Then that's what I'm going to preach on this morning. It's about warnings. Romans 11:21. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. You get that? For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he spare not thee. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come again, Lord, thanking you. Thanking you, Father, for your mercy and your grace and the love that you have so richly. You put it upon every one of us. You've given us the opportunity to have that grace in our lives. Now, I want to thank you for that. We're in that time of the season now, in the time of the year now, Lord, where it's so much prevalent in our lives, Lord, that your Son died upon that cross. And he died for all. And, Lord, we just want to praise you for that. And thank you for it all, and we ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. See, you won't see those disclaimers in front of that stuff I just mentioned there. You won't see it. No way, no shape or form. You think that they're afraid of what 2 Corinthians 4:14 tells us. This is why I think you won't see them in front of it, because it tells us this, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, look at this, of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Am I right? That's right. You're not going to see a disclaimer about them, because you know why? Because you know why they put a disclaimer in front of God's preaching, in front of God's Word? Because you know what? They're afraid that somebody's life might be changed. They're afraid that that the glorious light of the gospel of Christ just might reach somebody's heart. That's why. You know what I believe? I believe God endorses. I believe God guarantees. And I believe God ensures the quality and the quantity of His Word that's in this book. That's a disclaimer for you. I believe that this morning. I believe God's Word gives you and I all kinds of warnings. It gives us all kinds of warnings. And I'm not going to preach just on warnings today, because the gist of my message is of hope and of assurance. But listen to me. It's like found in Ezekiel 18:20. And it tells us the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Is that not a warning? That's a disclaimer right there, is it not? The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Or how about John 14:6? And Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to this. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that is another disclaimer that we can talk about. I'm going to talk about it in full here in just a little bit. Matthew 15 and 19. Or how about Jeremiah 17:9? Comes to mind whenever I think of this. With all that's going on in the world today, this comes to mind. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? For out of the heart proceedeth evils, thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witnesses, and blasphemies. You know what? There are disclaimers right there. Am I right? There's warnings right there that tells us about things. And just like the scripture that I read to you here this morning, it says this, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not the natural branches. We all know what the scripture means, do we not? If he spared not the children of his own chosen people, you know, if he spared them not, what makes us think as Gentiles, what makes us think that if we do not accept the path that he has laid out, how can we be spared? There's no way. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is no way that we can be spared. That is a warning. That is a disclaimer that I want to say this morning. Warning labels often warn us about the obvious, do they not? Warning labels, when they're put on something, they will warn me and you about the obvious. But as one person once said, I wrote this quote down because I believe it's pretty good for this morning. The desire to make something foolproof vastly underestimates the creativity of the fools. Am I right? If you want to try to make something foolproof, you know what? We vastly underestimate what some people are going to do to disclaim what you just said. God has made His way to him foolproof this morning. Do you understand that? He has made it foolproof. There is no way that anybody can say that God has not made a way to get to him, because he's made the foolproof way. I'll give you an illustration. Have you ever seen a sign that's been put out on something that said wet paint? And when someone sees that, guess what someone's going to do? Whatever they see, if it's wet paint, that's exactly right. They will touch it just to see if it is wet. You think that's bad? We get up work and we have to cut stuff with torches. We have to put signs on things up there saying, hot, do not touch. And we're talking about adult men. Why? Because sometimes they come by and they want to see if it's hot. I'll tell you what. No, and you think I'm joking? I jest not. Because sometimes people, you know what? So the Bible often states the obvious. The Bible does, because people are often foolish. When the Scripture states the obvious, whenever it does state it, some people have trouble accepting it. Just like the wet paint. They don't believe what's being said. They don't understand what's being said. So they have to try it. Why? Because people obviously think that they are smarter than God. They obviously think that they are smarter than God, and that there is that they know a better way to get to Him. Amen? They know the better way. Hey, there is no better way than through Jesus Christ. I want to be right up front and blunt with that this morning. There is no other way. They have a better way, so they will continue to ignore the warnings. They continue to ignore them and go by them and keep on going. You know what? I think it's some crazy warning labels that have been on things. You know, the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch Place. This is up in Michigan. They did a survey. They do an annual contest. And it's the most absurd warning labels. I'm going to read a few of them to you. And whenever I'm done, you're going to probably have the same reaction that I had. And some of the winners, it says, do not use a snowblower on the roof. That was on a warning label on a snowblower. Do not use it on the roof. Do not allow your children to play in the dishwasher. That was actually on a dishwasher. And the clothes on had this advice. It says, do not iron when clothes are on an individual. Or on a costume. It said this on a Superman costume. Warning, cape does not enable user to fly. On a bottle of hair coloring, it said this, do not use on an ice cream topping. Do not use it as an ice cream topping. You think, this is all, this was actually on things. Or on a cardboard sunshield. Said, do not drive when it is in place. On a toner cartridge. You know the ink toner? Do not eat the toner. On a portable stroller. This is kind of sad here. Remove infant before storage. And my personal favorite out of all of them that I read, Ryan, was this. Do not dry your pet in the microwave. You think to yourself, when you read these warnings, you go, well, duh. Do you not say that? You don't say that to yourself. You know what? So why are these labels on here? Obviously, someone has tried them. And they have tried to sue the companies for not having that warning on them. So do not underestimate, like I said, do not underestimate the extreme length by which some people will try to prove things wrong. Then to seem odd, but you just don't know. Somebody must have actually tried to do them. That's my point. Now, today's sermon deals with, I want to deal with warnings. Not but warnings and disclaimers, but also the main focus of a warning and a disclaimer is should be hope and reassurance that we get through these warnings and by these disclaimers that are in the Bible. John 14:6, Jesus gave us both a warning and he gives us hope in that one word. Remember whatever I said, no man cometh unto the Father? Listen to me. No man or woman that's in here today can go to the Father on their own. You know what? That to me is hopelessness. Is it not hopelessness to you? I want to be with the one that created me one day.
Amen.
I want to go to be with God one day. Well, Jesus said, no man can go to be with the Father. But then he goes on to say, you know what? He gives us that warning. No man can. No man can go there. But then he gives us this warning. You know what it says here? He said, no man can go to the Father, but by who? But by Him. There's the hope. I mean, there's the warning. And praise God, there is the hope that you and I have. He made a way with that warning where He said that no man, and may I add woman, can go to the Father. Jesus Christ also said, He but by through me. Through Him, by Him. That is the way that you and I have that assurance. We have that hope. Am I right there? Jesus made the way, the only way to get to God. Matthew 27:51 tells us, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Listen to me. I love that scripture right there. Of all the Easter scriptures, that is one of my favorite right there. Why? Because when that veil was ripped open, praise God, I didn't have to have somebody else to go to the throne of grace for me. Jesus Christ, then you know what? I tell you, praise God, He made the way. I tell you, then when this happened, we can go to the holies of holies because this happened. You know what? The high priest at that time were the only ones that were allowed to go into the holies of holies. Well, it wasn't once a year. Once a year to offer a blood sacrifice for those people's sins. Praise God. And you know what? We know how corrupt some of those high priests were, do we not? We read about it in the Bible. I'm here to tell you this morning, if I want somebody to go on my behalf, Patty, I want somebody going there that you know what? That is above me, that has of the utmost integrity, that can go there and be the one that gives the right way for me. Praise God this morning. Hebrews 4:14-16 tells us this. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. A great high priest that is passed into heaven. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as like we are, yet without sin. And he goes on to say, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, it does warn us that no one can get to God on our own, but praise God, we have a high priest that made a sacrifice once and for all of us. Praise God this morning. What a warning and what a hope. What assurance that we have. I don't care if you're sitting back there this morning. And you know what? And you may be thinking, you know what, there's no hope for you. I'm here to tell you there is hope for you this morning. There is hope beyond your imagination for you this morning. Hope that if everything that we give to Him, and yet our high priest can take and do that for us. But he goes on to say there is a way, and it's Ezekiel 18:20 warns us, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, I told you that warning earlier. But one of the greatest and most quoted scriptures in the Bible is John 3:15-18. And it says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Yes, the sin that sinneth, it will die. But did I just not read to you that you have a hope, that you have a way, and that is through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God? If you're lost here this morning, this is your warning, and this is your hope.
Amen?
Amen? This is all in one ball of wax right there, as they used to say. Right here is your warning and your hope and your assurance this morning. Listen to me, but if you go through it, if you continue to go down that path, the Bible tells us what's going to happen. It tells in Proverbs 29:1. It's very sad, but it's very telling. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That without remedy. There's your warning. If you continue to go down that path that God has made and you don't get on the right way, then it's your fault. But if you see that warning and obey them, it's just like Matthew 7:14 tells us. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Up at work, we go to great lengths, and I told you a little bit about it earlier, to warn people of dangers. We go to great lengths up here, and I know Greg can tell you the same thing. We'll put yellow tape, caution tape up. We'll put red warning tape up around things. Tony probably knows what I'm talking about. Whenever they're working in plants, and I know Ed has in the past, whoever else is in here. But you know what? Whenever we're lifting stuff overhead with a crane, we have to block the area up. We don't want people walking underneath of it. And you know what? There are still sometimes, no matter what you do, we put up tape and tags around handrails so people, we have to take them down to work so people won't walk off the edges. When we take the grading up, we have to do the same thing. We have to put this stuff up, and we tell people, you know what? And we put tags on telling just exactly why we've got the tape up and why we barricaded it all. If those people ignore the tape and ignore those tags and walk right on through, whose fault is that? It's theirs. We go to great lengths. And signs and everything else. If somebody walks right on through it, whose fault is it? Now, I'm to ask you something else. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. There are people sitting here this morning that are receiving the knowledge of truth as I speak this morning. Amen? You know just exactly what I'm saying. I'm giving you the warning sign. So if you go out of here and you live your life the way you want to and do not accept Jesus, and you go and end up in hell one of these days, again, let me ask you, whose fault is that? It's your own. It is your own. When Jesus comes again, there will be much weeping. There will be much gnashing of teeth, as the Bible talks about, for those who knew the warning signs but chose to ignore them anyway. They went right on through them and chose to ignore them because that lifestyle was just too narrow for them, right? It was just too narrow. But for those of us who know Jesus and the second coming of Him, guess what that's going to be? That's going to be a great day. Amen? That's going to be a marvelous day. It's going to be a wonderful day. You know what? But for those who don't believe in Him, it will literally mean hell. Not only here on earth, but also for eternity one of these days. Yes, I said hell. Because you know what? I believe it's a literal place. I believe it's a literal place. Jesus said one time in Matthew 10:28, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." But He goes on to say, "Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." I want you to understand something this evening, or this morning, as I'm talking about this, about hell this morning. You know that scripture where it said both soul and body in hell? Do you realize that when you die, if you end up in hell, that you are going to have a literal body in hell? Did you understand that by the scripture right here? Do you think that whenever you die, you're getting out of that body that you're in right now? You know what? And you think all this pain and torment, but if you die and you go to hell, you're not getting out of that body. You're not getting out of it. There's going to be pain and torment. You're going to suffer. You know you what? You suffer down here. Some of these people that suffer with cancer down here and die and go out of this world, and they think, you know what? And they go and they don't accept Jesus. They think, well, they get away from that pain and that torment. That's not the case. That's not the case. They take that with them. That is sad to me. That is a warning that everyone should take. Because you know what? The tormentor will take both soul and body in hell. And they will torment them. But Luke 12:5 tells us this. But I will forewarn you. This is the words of Christ. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Fear God. That's what he's trying to say. Warning after warning about the destination of the lost is in this Bible. We can go page after page, scripture after scripture, it tells us for those who do not know Jesus, there's warning after warning after warning. But people will not heed. People will not heed. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many that will be there find it. I believe God, you know what I believe God's done? I believe God has put red warning tape all the way around the pits of hell. I believe He has. I believe He's put tags on it. And I believe He does not want nobody to go there. But you know what? People willingly and freely walk underneath that tape, they read the tags, and they keep right on going. And they fall into that place, and guess what? Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? I'm going to stand up here and be quite honest with you this morning. God does not send anybody to hell. Do you believe that? God does not send anybody to hell. If you end up there, you go freely and on your own accord. That's how you go. That's how that you will be there. Because you will go through all the warnings. You go through everything. God doesn't want anybody to go there. He didn't want anybody to perish. Look at 2 Peter 3, 9 and 10. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing, now get this, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is wanting everybody to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. You know what? Just like He did with the rich young ruler that Greg was talking about to say, He said He looked at him and He loved him. You understand that? He loves everybody. God loved everybody enough to make a way. And I'm here to tell you this morning, He didn't want anybody to end up in that place. But people were just going right through the tape, going right through the warning signs. You know what? In a couple of weeks, we celebrate the greatest event on the calendar as far as Christians are concerned. Am I right? When God provided the escape from a place called hell. So the warning signs are there. The disclaimers are also there. That goes without saying. But let me ask you something. I want them to come and get a song now this morning. I want to ask you some questions. I hope you're not back here saying, this is not for me this morning. Or will you stand up today as we get a song, we get ready to do this invitation, and say, I'm tired of the way my life is. Maybe you're sitting back here today. Maybe you're saying this to yourself. I'm tired of the way my life is. I'm not sure where I stand with God. Maybe you're saying that this morning. And if I would die right now, I want to ask you something. I can say this without a doubt. If I would pass out of this world right now, I know where I will end up. That's not bragging. That's assurance. Now let me ask you something. Can you say that this morning? Are you absolutely, positively, can you tell me this morning that if you would die right now, that you have the assurance beyond all belief that you would be in heaven right now? If you can't say that, I beg you, come to this altar this morning. Come to this altar this morning. Come up here today. Give your life to Him. Maybe you don't feel the way that you used to feel. I don't know. Well, you once did. Maybe you can come and rededicate your life up here this morning. Guess what? God is a God of second chances. He's that kind of a God. I believe that this morning. I'm here to tell you, the warnings are out there. The disclaimers are out there right here in this book. It's been preached for years. It's been preached for, I know it's been preached, and a lot of you have heard it over and over and over again. And like I talked about last week, don't feel like it's the Chihuahua channel where this is constantly yapping in your ear. Why? Because, you know, take heed. Take heed to what God has for us. Okay.